Ari Fleischer, The Press is Protecting Joe Biden. By Robert Krajicek on May 3, 2020. The Press is Protecting Joe Biden, assessed former White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer. Observing broad left-wing and partisan Democrat biases across America's news media. Offering his remarks on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Sunday with host Jill Polak. Polak asked about a double standard of the media while contrasting news media's broad disinterest in accusations of sexual assault made by Tara Reid against Joe Biden with those made by Christine Blasey Ford against Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Are the Democrats hiding Joe Biden from the press? Fleischer replied, "The press is not trying to get Joe Biden, so it is easy for the Democrats. The Democrats don't have to hide him. The press isn't challenging him. How did it take so long for a reporter, Mika Brzezinski, to ask him a question? How many interviews did he do with CNN anchors, with MSNBC anchors? None of them asked a question about Tara Reid. So no, the Democrats aren't hiding him. The press is protecting him, and that is too often how it works. Listen. Left-wing and partisan Democrat news media outlets often operate on a pretense of political neutrality and nonpartisanship," observed Fleischer. He said, "This is where the modern media is so broken, I'm afraid to say. The era of neutral reporting is over. And the only thing left that shouldn't make anybody sad, because it's the way it is that the press pretends they're still neutral. If you ask the CNN anchors, and if you ask most journalists, they'll say, oh no, we're neutral. We went to journalism school. We're trained neutral. No, they're not, and it's the culmination of this decades-long liberal trend." Fleischer recalled, "Twice I've gone to Columbia Journalism School and spoken with journalism students. Once was in the 1990s and once was actually about 2 months ago. Both times, I asked this group of about 12 future journalists, who did you vote for in the last election? Both times I did it, in 1998, shortly after the Clinton-Dole election, and then, the second time, about the Hillary Clinton-Donald Trump election. Not a single one of the 24 voted for either Bob Dole in 1998 or Donald Trump in 2016. Every single one in that room voted straight Democrat, and they don't think it's a problem." Fleischer added, "They don't think it means an indication of bias because they're trained. No, it's a mindset, it's a worldview, it's an approach. And that's why, what happened with Kavanaugh was an instant feeding frenzy, because it violates their sense of morality as people who are sympathetic to a cause, i.e. the Democrats' cause. When it happens with Biden, no, they look the other way. They sweep it under the rug. They don't even ask, and that's how bias works." President Donald Trump's daily coronavirus-related press briefings are increasingly too much of a waste of time due to bad faith news media personalities, assessed Fleischer, advising the president against daily appearances at these events. "Trump should lessen the frequency of his appearances at the White House daily press briefings and limit his time taking questions to 30 minutes," advised Fleischer. Breitbart News Sunday broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.